When Kelson and Emily Burke moved into their rental house 2 years ago, they'd found the perfect place to raise their family.
It was a dream come true. You know, we've always wanted a homestead, and the pandemic forced us to really buckle down and concentrate on our dream.
It's a house northeast of Bloomington, on a hill surrounded by tall pine trees, with enough space for four kids, a handful of ducks, and even a couple rabbits.
We've grown to have our full garden and birds here. Our homestead has blossomed and taken off, and we were supposed to be renewing our lease.
But a disagreement regarding the lease put the Burks in a position where their landlord wanted them out and filed for an emergency eviction to do so.
And with less than 30 days for us to figure out where we're going to go in Bloomington. In the Bloomington area, that's next to impossible.
The state's eviction moratorium only covers evictions for those who are unable to pay rent because of the pandemic. With some government assistance, the Burks have been able to keep up with their bills, so that meant the moratorium didn't apply to them. When they zoomed into their virtual court hearing, the Housing and Eviction Prevention Project of Monroe County stepped in. Comprised of nonprofit groups from around the area, the project started in 2019 as a way to reduce evictions and solve housing problems in the county.
And we thought it was time to look at this with kind of a multifaceted approach of bringing in social services and attorneys and mediators.
That's Judge Catherine Stafford, one of two judges who hear eviction cases in the county. A year after it started, the project has newfound importance. Although evictions for non-payment are on hold until at least next week, emergency eviction hearings like the Burks faced have continued. Mediators with the project were able to come to an agreement that extended the Burks' move-out date, and most importantly, kept an eviction off their record.
It was fantastic just to have them there. And without them there, we would not have come to this agreement. It was invaluable.
But with a week until the moratorium is set to expire, Governor Eric Holcomb announced the state will be setting up a free settlement arbitration tool for landlords and their tenants to try to keep eviction cases out of courts. What makes it even more difficult is that since landlords can't file evictions, it's tough to determine how many there might be. A June study from the Aspen Institute says around 20 million people across the country could be at risk of eviction by September. Over 24,000 Hoosiers have applied for the state's COVID rental assistance program, which led the governor to add an additional $15 million to the fund, for a total of $40 million. And the federal relief program that provided families with $600 to help with things like rent hasn't been extended.
I think they're a little patchwork. Obviously, if people can't pay their rent because they're not working, they're suddenly going to have the money to catch up $2,000 or $3,000 and pass rent. Seems a little bit like a pipe dream.
That was Jamie Sutton, the executive director of Justice Unlocked Legal Services. Monroe County Apartment Association President Mark Figg says his talks with landlords have not led him to expect a huge wave of evictions, but the lack of filing data makes it impossible to know.
I'll be honest, I don't have any idea. I mean, I'm assuming it's going to be up, but I have no evidence to support that.
For now, the governor says those who are struggling with payments need to work with their landlords on payment plans, something those with the eviction project have encouraged as well. For WFIU News, I'm Mitch Legan.